I know we got a lot of character, and the guys in that locker room in there, I know that they're going to keep fighting, keep working. They're the type of guys that you want in the locker room. We got to learn how to win on the road. We got to go back. We got to correct the mistakes that we made. We've got to improve, and we get another opportunity to go out this week and do that.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. The Silver and Black are in Houston to take on the Texans this Sunday. A very anxious football team, a team that's lost 7 games in a row. And for the Raiders, they're looking to get back in the win column as they dropped 2 in a row. That last Sunday loss against the New York Giants was a tough one. It was a close contest played in front of countless members of the Raider Nation. This is Raiders Replay.
We're here today to represent the Raider Nation, the one and only nation. We're here to take over the stadium. As you can see in the background, MetLife will be now the Coliseum of the East Coast.
We got one of these guys in the house. But this is wonderful, and we're all having a great time. But it's all about a win today. Let's just win, baby.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Us right here. Nobody else.
We've earned this. We deserve the right to win. We deserve everything that we get. Let's play like you mean it. Make plays on three. One, two, three.
Make plays.
On the opening kickoff, Tywan Jones forced a fumble while Andre Holmes returned it to the Giants' 5-yard line.
Jernigan will take it on the 3, far left, 10, 15, 20. Fumbles the ball. Picked up by Andre Holmes. Turnover. Andre Holmes.
The Giants give it away right out of the gate.
The Raiders would capitalize 2 plays later.
Pryor pushing the pile. He's in.
Touchdown, Raiders.
Just like that.
In the absence of running back Darren McFadden, Rashad Jennings ran with power for 88 yards on 20 carries.
Jennings makes a man miss, and nice through the hole running play. Jennings! Oh, Rashad Jennings!
Kondo, a good snap. King has it blocked right in the middle of the field. They will scoop it up and run it back for a New York Giant. Touchdown!
After a block punt for a touchdown, the Raider defense answered back with 3 sacks.
Manning is dumped. Hunter and Moore combine to bring down Eli Manning.
Usama Young, and Young gets through and sacks Eli Manning.
Let's keep eating. I'm starving.
2 forced fumbles.
Hillis fumbles the football. It's 3. Oakland's got it.
And 1 history-making interception.
Eli, a throw, intercepted. It's going back the other way for a touchdown.
Tracy Porter, touchdown. Porter has done it against another Manning in his life.
In the end, the stout play of the defense wasn't enough as the offense struggled and the Raiders were sent home with a loss.
On the ground, Andre Brown waltzes in. Touchdown, Giants. And that'll do it. The Giants defeat the Oakland Raiders 24-20.
That game at the Giants marked the first of 4 out of 5 games on the road for the Silver and Black. And obviously, the Raiders have been struggling on the road. But head coach Dennis Allen said it all week long that he believes he has the right players in the locker room to turn this around.
We close this segment by saying farewell to a member of the Raider family. Earlier this week, the great Todd Christensen passed away at the age of 57.
Oh, we're going to put it in the air.
Oh! By Todd Christensen.
All right.
The All-Pro tight end wore the colors silver and black from 79 to 88 and contributed to 2 Super Bowl victories. He will be missed.